I
or
recommend
you would like a documentation.
You would want to contact Maricopa first.
Okay, that's the first step.
Because what
okay.
happens is with tax liens, what they're going to do when they dispute the item, they're going to go to Maricopa County Recorder and say, and they're going to look at the records, the tax lien records. If your name is on that tax lien, it stays on the report. So what needs to happen first is if there is a mistake and that's not your tax lien, the Maricopa County Recorder, they need to change the tax lien records and take your name off of them before your reports can be corrected.
So okay.
The reports will always put whatever is on the tax lien, and if your name's on the tax lien, it shows up on your report. So your name has to be taken off of it first.
Okie dokie. Now I understand. All right.
Yeah. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you your Experian Vantage credit score. Now, this score was it's a scoring system. It was developed actually by all three bureaus. Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion came together to create it. It's meant to be used as a tool to determine how many creditors will view you in today's marketplace. So the lowest you can get on this score is a 501, and the highest you can get is a 990. And your score is a 662.
Well, that makes me feel pretty good. I deal with this all the time because I sell motorhomes.
Uh-huh.
I'm retired, but I still sell motorhome trailers in fifth wheels, and I pull people's score all the time. So.
Uh-huh. Well,
so.
Just to kind of put yours into some perspective, the national average right now is a 747. The
right.
average for Washington is a 771, and then the average for the Seattle area is a 775. So
I don't know where they picked that up, because I never see anybody like that. Never.
Well, this is a your score is below average, but we're going to go over the reasons why. We're going to go over them on the phone. I'm also going to mail you out these reasons and on a paper copy.
Oh, good.
So
okay.
There's going to be five reasons. They're listed from the first one is what's most affecting your score, and then down from there. So
okay.
What is most affecting your credit score right now is no usable real estate accounts. That means you don't have a mortgage.
Right.
And typically mortgages are actually, they usually benefit the score and they're a help to the score. So by not having a mortgage, it's holding your score back.
Right.
The second thing is no bank card accounts with a valid credit amount. That means that in order for your score to be any higher, you'd have to have some bank cards, like a Visa, MasterCard, that type of thing.
I tried.
I know you did. The third thing is the too few accounts paid on time in recent months. What that means is if they take, there's not enough examples on your report of you paying accounts on time. They want to see more examples of that.
Yep, I understand.
And then the fourth thing is the time since the oldest account opened is too recent. That means in order for your score to be any higher, your accounts would need to be opened for a longer period of time.
Like the Target credit card.
Right.
Target's the only one that would give me a credit card. Then they wouldn't raise my thing above $200. I couldn't understand. I mean, I paid them religiously. I'd just go in there and buy something, even though I didn't need it, and then I'd pay it off when the bill came in. And,
sure.
But they said, no, they can't raise it until the economy gets better. That's unquote. That was about a year ago or so.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, right. The older an open account is on your report, the more valuable it is to you. Typically, people in the higher tax bracket, they usually have, I mean, in the higher credit bracket, they have scores that are, accounts that have been open for decades.